And right now it is time to bring in Arjun Singh. We're going to go around the world to Jaisalmer, India.
Halfway around the world.
We've got Arjun via Skype. Good morning, Arjun.
Good morning, sir. With a temperature of 118 degrees Fahrenheit from Jaisalmer.
It's
about 60 degrees warmer there. Well,
118.4.
And you're in the afternoon.
Extreme heat. Sun has come down on Earth.
So now I need to know something, Arjun. Have you moved into your new house yet?
Yes, it is. So that's why, thanks to Girdhar especially, he installed this Skype on my computer here, and we are doing a wonderful job. It's because of our new home. We just installed a computer here, and now we only depend on the electricity because we don't have backup. So if electricity is okay, then everything is fine here. And we are now in our new home, and it's a big one, and we all are very happy. My parents, they came here, they stayed with us for a couple of weeks, and definitely we have bathrooms here, big bathrooms, so it's good to take bath when you are in bathroom. And a very special invitation to my friends and from Sharon, Connecticut, my radio listeners, especially Boxer and Emmy ma'am, you and Jill ma'am, and all the listeners. We have a guest room in our new home, so you are always welcome. Now I'm ready to welcome you all when you are in Jaisalmer. So we are in our new home. Well, it took about 2 years for the whole construction, but finally we are, because it's a very tough job, very tough job. Most of the laborers who work here, they are not from Jaisalmer. They came from other towns, and so once they ask for advance and you pay them, and you don't get them back, so it's a tough and challenging job, but with the grace of God and the blessings of you all, we did it, and now we are in our new home.
Okay, I'm going to show Jill some pictures of it here so she can see. If you look through the window here, Jill, there's the one picture there.
It's very nice.
There's one of the bathrooms, which is really nice.
Look at the U.S. impression.
Look at the entryway. I love the entryway with the stairways upstairs.
And so so how did your I am very interested in how your parents reacted.
Well, it was emotionally tough for them when they moved from their old house to this new house. But when they saw the facilities, especially the bathrooms, and my parents, they are very old now, and when they saw the European commodes in the bathrooms there, showers in the bathroom there, and the full space, open space with so many windows, and a very new kitchen there, especially my mother, they are highly impressed. Definitely they blessed me for that, and they say you did a wonderful job. They are very happy with it, and now if we have guests, then we can easily welcome them. Otherwise we were in trouble if we have guests, so we have no space for them. But right now, if our relatives like uncles and aunts and sisters, if they do come to our home, now we have a special space for them, because in our houses here in Jaisalmer, we don't have any guest house. We don't make the guest house. We only houses for the family members. But I have that idea in my mind that if I have a guest, right, I went there in the U.S. and it's because of those wonderful people I got the opportunity to stay. So I want, if some of my friends, they come here, then I don't want them to stay in a hotel or in any other place. I want them to stay here with us and just learn the life here at my home. So they are very happy. They especially called their own friends, and they just told them that look at that, our new house, and very happy. But sometimes whenever they think that two brothers, now they are separate and they live separately, so it's a bit tough for especially for the parents, because they want their kids to live together. But when I told them that as you get success in your life and you get houses, so it's good for you, because maybe the day comes when you have more children, and then you need a space for them. So my parents definitely very, very happy with this decision. When I started, they were a bit worried. They were emotionally touched by that, but now they are very happy and they blessed us. And they right now they went back to my younger brother, because they want to stay in their old house, but they stayed with us for a couple of weeks and they will be back definitely. So it's mixed emotions, I would like to tell. But finally, if you ask me, I say everyone is very happy here.
And how long does it take them to get to your younger brother's house?
10 minutes only. So they can, my mother especially, she is very active, so she comes by her own. And but if my father, as he suffers from arthritis, so he asks me, and I arrange especially a taxi for him or whatever vehicle we have, so he can come to our home. It's very it's in a new colony. Yeah, you can park your motorbike On the street there. You can just go, the kids can play in the street because the street is very big, 20 feet street. The whole street is about 20 feet wide. So it's only, I think, this colony that has 20 feet wide street. Otherwise, we have 3 feet or 4 feet. That's the maximum streets. They are wide, like 4 or 5 feet. But it's more than 20 feet. So definitely, it's very open space. And you can have cool window wind whenever it's very windy. So now we are waiting for the rain because the construction here is always doubtful. Sometimes if the quality of the construction is not good, then you can have some leaks in the ceiling there. So I'm waiting for that. And whenever it will rain here, we will check it. If it is okay this season, then we are fortunate and everything is fine here.
And I had one other question. How many people in the colony?
It's about maximum 200 houses there here, but most of they are just above middle class family. So they are not rich, but they are not middle class people. So they are between rich and middle because the land is very expensive in this area. So we bought it in 2002. This is a piece of land my father and we bought in 2002 at that time. So that's why we could afford it. Otherwise, right now it's not easy that you can buy a land here. So the people here, they are mostly working class people. They have cars and motorbikes and everything. They are not like in the old city. So in a one house and 10 people are living, it's not like this. In a one house, only one family, like two people and a one kid or like 3 person or 4 person, they are living. So the different lifestyle and they are not of my own community. I don't know them and they are from different communities. Some of them, they are from the other cities, not from Jaisalmer. So they are very happy to see that we are the neighbors here right now. And the neighbors are quite good here. They are okay, they are fine, and they, especially when they came to know about this radio show, they are highly impressed with me. It's because of my trip to US especially. So the good experience, I think it's good to be here. And the thing is that I could start my show on Skype again. Otherwise it was very tough, but right now everything is fine. And if I could do this, I feel myself very comfortable because you are on a cell phone. It depends, sometimes you don't listen what you ask me and the network is not good, but on the Skype right now we got this. And the Girdhar is just assisting me and he is very encouraged and he wants to do his own show. So he's learning and he also installed a webcam with it and he's trying to moderate this and to add something more to our show. And he just also suggested me, if you do this, then it would be fine. So now he is growing and he's very interested in this show, and which is very good for me.
So he's your engineer.
Oh. Yeah, he is, definitely. He is.
Well, we will work him up to. We will work him up to it.
The sound quality is great,
so
and it's
better.
Obviously you have a great thing. And congratulations on your new house.
And also congratulations on getting your parents there and creating some. You know, you're a very good politician.
Thank you.
All right, we'll speak to you next week, Arjun.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. So kind of you. And send some water if you can.
We'll send water.
118.4, really extreme heat.
We'll send water to you if you send more pictures once again on Facebook of the house.
I will, definitely. Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
All right, take care.
Thank you, ma'am.
That is Arjun Singh, and we just went around the world.
Halfway around.